محمد وهالة مثلا.
اللهم صل على محمد وهالة.
السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها، ومن يشفع شفاعة سيئة يكن له كفل منها، وكان الله على كل شيء مقيتا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. In this verse in Surah An-Nisa, our Lord states that whosoever intercede for a good cause, shall receive a share of it. And whosoever intercedes for an evil cause shall share in its burden. من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها. شفاعة, what does it mean here? شفاعة in this context, it's a greater than the meaning that we know, we typically and traditionally know. شفاعة on the Day of Judgment is when the Prophet, when the Imams, they will intercede with the permission of God. With the permission of God. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. With his intercession to help some devout people who probably did not do good, not because of their bad intention, but because of their deficiency. They couldn't do good in this life. They did not score enough points, but they had good hearts, good intentions. So here the Prophet and the Imams will intercede on their behalf with God's permission. But shafa'a in this life, my friends, has a wider and bigger meaning. Shafa'a in this life, it means aiding people, helping them, protecting their rights, defending them, guiding them, even supplicating on their behalf to God. When you pray for someone, someone says, please remember me in your dua, in your prayers. So when you pray to that person, you are doing shafa'a for him, interceding for him on his behalf. This is the meaning of shafa'a. Every act of goodness that you initiate to the society, you teach the society, and you inspire people, and people learn it from you, and they will do it themselves, they will copy it and do it. This is shafa'a. This is shafa'a for a good cause. Any act of goodness, whether it is about health, helping people with to improve their health, helping people to be aware of their food, to have good diet, good food, helping people with education, helping people to know good things in the society, how to avoid dangers. These are good causes. Anyone that introduces any good cause, whether big or small, to his community, to his society, and people learn from that, he or she is going to receive a portion of the profit, a portion, a share of the thawab, of the reward. You bring something good to the society, people didn't know about it in the past. You introduce it. You initiate it. People learn from you. Whoever is going to do this good act, 20% commission you're going to receive. I say 20%. Maybe God says 100%. God is generous. Whoever is going to follow your path and emulate your example and learn from you, you're going to receive a portion of that reward, that thawab. On the other hand, وَمَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً يَكُلْ لَهُ كِفْلٌ مِنْهَا. If you introduce something bad to the society, someone told me that when we came to this country as immigrants back in the 60s, we were religious people coming from religious countries, from, you know, Middle East, from Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Lebanon, Palestine, Egypt. These are religious societies, mostly religious. So when we used to have weddings, our weddings were simple, you know, simple weddings. But someone came, he had money, he brought a music band because he had money to his wedding son. He hired a music band and a singer. And therefore, after that, all people who started to have, you know, weddings for their children, they learned this good quality from this man, from this family. So they introduced something bad into the society. They're going to receive a portion of the responsibility of the punishment, even after 50 years, because they were the one who initiated this bad habit of mixed dancing and singers and drinking and music and this and that. Though they have done it only once, but that one time had a powerful impact on the society. They encouraged people to do that. So they receive a share of the responsibility. وَمَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً يَكُلْ لَهُ كِفْلٌ مِنْهَا. Those who are familiar with Arabic literature and Arabic grammar, you find that when God speaks about good cause, he uses the term nasib. مَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً حَسَنْ, good cause. He will get nasib, a portion, a share. While when God speaks about the bad cause, وَمَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً, he doesn't say nasib. He says kiflun minha. There is a difference between nasib and kifl. Both of them are share. Both of them mean share and portion. But nasib is a reference to the good share, and kifl is a reference to the bad share, to the loss, to the casualty. So God differentiates between them. When it comes to good cause, you receive a profit, you earn nasib, profit. But if someone introduces something evil into the society, then he receives kifl. Kifl means negative, liability. Anything you do, invite people to your son's wedding, make an Islamic wedding. I have been to a couple of weddings in these 20 years. One in 10 years, the average, that it was safe. Some of you here in the community, I've been to your children's weddings. It was completely, I can say this is an Islamic wedding. This wedding does not anger God or the prophets or our imams. Does not violate our Islamic principles. But 99% of them they violate. So if you introduce something good, you receive nasibun minha. People who come after you, they get inspired by you, they learn from you, you touch them, they do that good, you get the credit in your account. Some people tell me, but Sayyid, people are going to be upset if we do weddings and there is no music. It's like a funeral. Some people say this is a funeral. For them, it's a funeral. Inshallah, for them, it's Israel. You know. Why do you care? You have to be good to your Lord. Don't upset your Lord. Why do we put Allah the last always? Why do we have to put people first? Do people care about you when you get sick, when you lose your house, you lose your money? Do they care about you as you care about them? We must care about God. What pleases God. That is important. Put God first. Once we put God first, our life is going to move forward. Forward. So we have to consider God always. من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها ومن يشفع شفاعة سيئة يكن له كفل منها وكان الله and verily Allah كان الله على كل شيء مقيتا. مقيت means مقتدرة. He's the nourisher, the sustainer of everything in this universe. Everything you do, the sustenance, the help is from God, comes from God. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عاقبة الأمور. In this month, in the month of Ramadan, we work on developing two types of relationships. One is our relationship with our Lord, our Creator, our sustainer, our provider, the closest one to us. We will read soon, inshallah, during the nights of Qadr, in one of the supplications, Dua al-Jawshan al-Kabir, Ya Aqraba min kulli qareeb, Ya Ahabba min kulli habib. O Lord, who is closer to me than anyone close. O Lord, who is my sweetheart, than any other person. He's the closest. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. He's closer to us than our jugular vein. So we work on this relationship through fasting, through the extra prayers, not just the five daily prayers, the extra prayers that we offer, especially during the nights. Nawafil, every night in the month of Ramadan, we have a nafila. We have certain amount of units that we offer. Not in jama'ah. The Prophet did not do any salat, any nafila in jama'ah. The jama'ah, only the canonical prayers, the mandatory prayers, the five daily prayers. Nawafil are not done. This is the sunnah of the Prophet. He never did any nafila in jama'ah, in a group, in congregation. So these are the prayers that we must do. And it's found in these books, books of dua. You open any book, you find that tonight, let's say the eve of the 17th, today is 16th, the eve of the 17th, there is a special prayers, there is a special dua. And also by reading the Quran with reflection. At least we have to finish the Quran once, 30 sections every day, one section, one juz, with reflection, with understanding, with meditation, not just reading and the mind is somewhere else. The mind goes to my business, to my office, to the iftar that my wife is preparing tonight. No, we have to really focus and understand. We don't enjoy the Quran if we don't focus on it or we don't understand it. It becomes just like any other book. This is one dimension. The second is to build relationship with others, with the human beings. When you come to the iftar, people are sitting on your left, your right. Establish, initiate the relationship, initiate the friendship, introduce yourself. There are so many good people in our community. The vast majority of the people are good and noble. But yet we have to discover them. We have to reach out to them. Reach out to others, to your neighbors. If you don't know your neighbors, the month of Ramadan is a good opportunity to introduce them to yourself and your religion through the month of Ramadan, through sharing your food with them. I said the other day in Ramadan, we not only share food, the simplest thing is to share the food, but we share the beauty of this life with others too. We share our goals, our aspirations with others during this month. This is more important. Sometimes you give someone, you know, a meal, hot meal, good, delicious meal, which is very good. But sometimes you give someone an idea. Sometimes you bring relief to someone who's sad. You know, sometimes one word, one sentence, how much encouragement it can infuse in people who feel down. Some people who feel down, they need a phone call from someone. They need a simple text from someone who infuses them with energy, with hope, with optimism. Do this. This is an act of charity. This is a big act of charity. It changes people's life, inspires people, saves them, sometimes saves them from suicide, from death, from sickness, from ailment, from getting lost. Share these in the month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan is an opportunity where we share love, compassion, mercy, goodness, every wholesomeness should be shared during the month of Ramadan. This is how we build relationship with people. This is how we protect our society. The best protection for the human society is a human relationships. Good relationships that are based on honesty and respect and mutuality. This is the best type to protect you. Sometimes some countries, societies, they protect their societies with guns. That's the worst type of protection. But when you protect your society with love, with help, with guidance, standing next to each other, helping each other, that is the best society. That is the strongest society. And therefore, my friends, the verse that I recited in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, God says you have two types of responsibilities, religious and civic, and they go hand in hand. Religious duties and civic duties, they go hand in hand. We have to be more engaging in this month, in our society. June 5th, we have elections in the state of California. How many of us we know about it? How many? How many of us we registered to vote? We're going to have a voter registration program soon here in the month of Ramadan. You have to register. This is part of your citizenship. Citizenship in America does not mean that you have just a blue passport and you travel with it. Citizenship, it means you have to have a voice. Those people who are voiceless, they become causeless. And if you become causeless, you become caseless. And if you are caseless, you die. You have no room in the society. You have to have a voice. People who are voiceless, they don't cast their ballot, they are voiceless. They say, I don't care who rules. I don't care about who's the mayor. I don't care about this law, that legislation. Are you full human being? You are not full human being. You are not full citizen. You have to adhere to your civic responsibilities. If you have not registered, go and register. God says, I want you to have a say in the one who is ruling you, whether he's a minister, whether he's a secretary of this, whether he's a president, whether he's a prime minister, whether he's a mayor, city councilor. And you have to encourage them. We have many Muslim candidates. Many of them are excellent. They are good. They love America. They love Islam. They love humanity. We have to pitch in. Sometimes we give money for food, for iftar. We give money. But when it comes to a good cause, we don't give money. This is not right. You must give your zakat, your money, to someone who's going to defend you tomorrow. Who's going to protect you in this country. Who protects your political rights, civil rights. I always say, stay away from politics, but get engaged in political life. Politics is bad. Politics in the mosque is bad, in the company, in the society. Stay away from it. Politics is hypocrisy. But get engaged in political process, in the political life. You have to determine. You have to determine your future. You have to have a say. If you don't have say, people are not going to respect you, especially in America. Especially in America. Your value here in the political market is by how many people you represent. If you go to a senator and talk to him, he says, do you represent only yourself or a congregation or 100 people, 200 people? If you represent just yourself, they would not give you an appointment. But if you say, I speak on behalf of 500 of my men and women, they are taxpayers, they are good citizens, committed, they will respect you. And Allah wants us to have a voice. Allah wants us to have a voice. So go to the ballot box and cast your vote. Some people say, I don't know. I don't know who to give my vote. Try. This is also part of awareness in this country. Some people live in this country for 50 years as tourists, not citizens. This is not good. We have to be citizens in this land to protect our future, to protect us and the future generation, and above all, to protect this country. We don't want bad people to come to office. When bad people come to office, me and you are responsible tomorrow. God will say, you were the citizen. What did you do to prevent that? Did you do anything? Or you were just a spectator, watching, not doing anything? الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Those that we establish them in the land, we give them health, we give them wealth, we give them vision, we give them knowledge. أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ They do their religious duty. And what are the civic duties? وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ They enjoin goodness, and they forbid corruption and evil. وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. The nights of Qadr, of course we have a session iftar every night here from the beginning of the month, and it is going to continue until the eve of the Eid. Eid most likely is going to be June 15th, Friday, inshallah. So we have session every night, session of prayers, dua, Quran, and commentary on the Quran. Every night, alhamdulillah, from 7 p.m. we begin until 10 p.m. But the nights of Qadr are going to begin on Sunday. The first night, Sunday, the second one, Tuesday, the third one, and the grand one is Thursday, inshallah. And then I remind you about the Eid picnic, which is on June 24th, When you leave, get one of these on the way out. Regarding this calendar, many people ask me, see, in the school of Ahlul Bayt, we follow the Quran. Quran says, ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. Continue your fast till layl, night, not sunset, night. And the night, the scholars say, it's about 12 to 13 minutes after the actual sunset. So if sunset today in Irvine is 7:55 p.m., we wait about 13 minutes after that, where we break our fast according to this book, the Holy Quran. And we follow the Quran. We follow what God wants me to do. I don't follow people. I follow Quran. ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ. Then conclude your fast. أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. Check it out in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah. Not sunset. The Quran could have said sunset, Maghrib. And the Quran says Maghrib in other places. غروب, Maghrib. He uses this term. But here he did not say Maghrib or غروب. He said layl. Layl, when you raise your head above after sunset, after 12, 13 minutes, there is darkness. Not complete darkness, but there is no reflection of the sun rays. No reflection. This is the Shar'i Maghrib. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ووحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين تقبل صيامنا وصلاتنا وقرآننا ودعاءنا في هذا الشهر العظيم وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد